Kia ora and welcome back to Burnt Breakfast. And I am so very honoured to have on the line with me right now, Liz from The Beths. Good morning, Liz.
Morning.
How are you going today?
Going pretty good.
How's it? So where are you at the moment?
We're back home. We've been back home for a couple of days.
Oh, lovely. Putting your feet up. Anyway, how has the tour gone so far?
It's been going pretty great. We've been kind of on the road since about February.
Wow.
And it was coming home between tours. We were in the States and then in Europe and the UK and then Australia and then back in the States.
Ugh.
And then Australia again, and then we're about halfway through our New Zealand run at the moment, so we're going to be in Christchurch this weekend.
That is
cool. It's all good.
Now, I know you're probably not supposed to play favourites, but do you have a favourite place to play?
I don't know if we do, really. Like, there are shows that are unexpectedly just, like, really amazing. Like, the Cleveland show is kind of like a really bonkers one where the air conditioning broke and it was really memorable. We did these shows recently in the States that were Courtney Barnett's festival called Here and There that were pretty amazing. There was one in Massachusetts and one in Chicago, and they were just really special, so they kind of stuck out.
Ugh, I'm so jealous right now. Anyway, I feel like expert in a dying field. I've seen it everywhere. Everyone's loving it. So how's that experience been? How's the reception to it?
It's been pretty special. Like, there's a big build up, I think, to putting out an album, and like we were in Australia like on tour the day it was released, and so we were, you know, getting to gig, and you know, it was a lot of work, but it was.
Mm.
It was just really gratifying to kind of see that people enjoyed it. But, like, it's so strange because, like, with an album, you do that and there's, like, a big kind of, like, emphasis on the release date. But then you kind of just leave it. And some people, you know, like, some people won't even hear it for 10 years. You know?
Right.
You know, like, it's albums kind of go off and live their own life. And it's kind of, it gets a little bit quiet, I think. So, like, a week afterwards, it's kind of, yes, it's a little strange, but it's been really great.
So how long was kind of that journey of making that album for you guys?
It was, I guess it kind of started in, I guess, mid to late 2020, which was, we put out our last album in July of 2020, which was a strange time to put out a record, but it meant that, normally, you know, we probably would have toured that record for about a year or 18 months. But, I started kind of writing for it towards the end of 2020 and wrote a lot in early 2021. And we started tracking it about May or June. And then we had that big, like, four-month lockdown and from about August onwards. It was interrupted. But we kind of, we made the album a lot better during that time. I ended up writing some more songs. We ended up kind of improving some songs, and then we were back in the studio as soon as we could be over in like late November and December. And then we finished mixing it on the road in February and handed it in at the start of March. And then that's been the journey of this record so far. It's kind of, feels like a long time, but also not. But it's been a pretty, you know.
Lockdown really, like, creatively either seems to help or hinder a lot of people. So, like, hey, you know, well done for making the most of that time, I guess. It can't be easy sometimes, I can't imagine. Anyway, getting to your show here in Christchurch, what are you guys, for those who have never seen The Beths live, what are you guys kind of like?
Well, there's four of us. I sing and play guitar, but everybody does backing vocals. It's guitar, bass, drum. It's like a stellar show. It's like, I think it's a good show. People seem to like it. we try to keep it upbeat and fun, but it's a full show, you know.
It's got the full spectrum of emotions.
Yeah, you know, you'll laugh, you'll cry, maybe. I don't know. but I don't know. We put a lot of hard work into playing as well as we can, and hopefully it'll be a good time.
Is it a particularly like flexible show? Are you guys quite strict on how you've, you know, organized the whole thing?
We're pretty like, for us, like a lot of the songs, they're very like tightly arranged, they're very fast, and so there's an element of like, it's not a very improvised show or like a jammy show. Like it's just like we're trying as hard as we can to play it like at 100%, like, and it's hard. We never, like, it's one of those things where it feels like trying to play a perfect sports game or something.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it's still creatively gratifying, obviously. But you know, we are trying to play a really tight set and try and play as well as we can every night.
Well, you're seasoned experts now, so hey, fair enough, I say. Now, the most important question of them all, where and when is your show here in Ōtautahi?
Where and when? It's this weekend. I think we're playing Christchurch on Friday.
I'm pretty sure it's Friday.
Yeah, and it's at the James Hay Theatre.
Beautiful. Great location as well. Now, are you playing with anyone? Do you have any guests with you?
Yeah, we're playing with a great band called Dawn Diver, who's from Wellington, sorry. And they're really great. Kind of, I think they're like 7-piece band. They're really pulling out all the stops.
Hell yeah, Steve cool.
He's a great songwriter, great musician who plays in lots of other bands as well, and really special band to watch live.
Well, what a great combination. I can confirm it is Friday, by the way, at the James Hay Theatre. Doors open at 8 p.m. Liz, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. What kind of day is it there?
It's not a bad one, actually. It's kind of sunny. Apparently, it's going to rain soon, though, which I see no sign of, but it's four seasons in one day here. So, you know, great.
Well, I hope it doesn't, and best of luck.
Well, it was such a pleasure, and I can't wait to see you guys on Friday. And thank you for gracing us with your presence.
You're welcome.
And that was Liz from the Beths. Just an amazing band.